Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Time now to catch up with Jamie Richards, because the Kiwis are making a habit of winning our staying three-year-old races, especially in Sydney in the autumn. And there was no exception on Saturday with Ginger Nuts, an impressive winner of the Group 1 Rosehill Guineas. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Congratulations on the win. That must have been very satisfying for yourself and the whole Tiarco team to have a big win here in Australia.
Yeah, it's been a little while between drinks for Dave, so really pleased to bring the horse over and for him to perform like he did. And, you know, everything's going the right way.
It's been a phenomenal rise for this galloper. I know he's won 5 of 8 now, but if you go back through his New Zealand form, he really hit the headlines when he won the Avondale Guineas 3 starts ago, but he won as a $27 pop. Has he taken you by surprise, the improvement that he's continued to make?
Oh, I don't think anybody realises what this horse has come from. He couldn't win a very ordinary race in the central districts of New Zealand on New Year's Eve, and then he got beat his next start again, but the hood went on, and we changed things around a little bit with him at home. And to be fair to him, he's continued to improve when we've stepped him up in trips. So it's quite exciting what he's been able to achieve.
So was it the blinkers that really was the major catalyst for the turnaround?
I think he actually got beat in the blinkers first time. But I guess everything's sort of fallen into place nicely for him. I'd say more than anything, would be the rise in distance for him. He did a little bit of jumping at home, just changed a few things around with him, which obviously helped switch the horse on. But, you know, he had to be ridden quite aggressively from the gates to be able to hold his spot over a mile and shorter. So the 2,000 metres has been a big help for him.
So when did yourself and Steve Aldridge, your co-trainer, have some inkling that you could have a Group 1 galloper on your hands here?
Oh, we really liked the horse last year as a two-year-old. He ran second on debut to another good colt of ours that won a Group 1, and then he went on and won his next start, and we put him out. He got held up in the spring, so we had to put him back out, and then he came in and was a bit disappointing. But when he won at Titeco, and then his work leading into the Avondale Guineas was spot on. You know, you were sort of quietly confident, but off his form, you couldn't say he was going to beat some of those better-performed horses coming through the Waikato Guineas and some of those other better races. So I guess he's really stepped up to the plate. And I don't think hopefully the winning streak isn't over.
Well, he's put 4 on end. The win on Saturday, were you confident heading into that race, considering it was a heavy 10 track?
Look, he's never run on a heavy 10 before, but in saying that, I guess the track was loose and probably not what we would classify as a heavy track at home. So, look, he ran really well. I don't just think he's a mudder. He won on good ground in the Derby, and he seems to be very versatile.
He now steps up to the Australian Derby. You know, he won the New Zealand Derby, so the distance won't be an issue. You've had to pay the late entry. Was there much discussion about that, or it was straight into the Derby after the win on Saturday?
The late entry hasn't been paid yet, but it will be towards the end of the week. But, yeah, considering he's won a million in his last couple of starts, I guess it wasn't a terribly hard decision, but it's something that we don't take lightly at home. You know, Dave, the syndicate manager at Tiarco there, he looks after all of that sort of things, and Steve and I have our input. But, you know, it's a big team effort.
We've seen some really nice New Zealand three-year-olds in recent years come over here and win the majors as recently as Tavago last year. How do you think Ginger Nuts compares to some of the past really good three-year-old stayers we've seen from New Zealand?
I guess it's hard to match them up a little bit. Like, he's just been kept improving that much. It's been quite unbelievable. But Opie obviously rode Mongolian Khan when he won the Derby and then went on to win the Caulfield Cup. And He was of the opinion that we probably weren't quite there yet. But then in saying that, he was blown away with how well he won the Rose Hill Guinea. So I think it's been quite staggering how much he's improved, and it's just surprised everybody.
How did he come through that run on Saturday?
Oh, he's a really happy horse. He hasn't done a lot, just a bit of a trot yesterday and a swim this morning, and we'll get a bit more serious towards the end of the week with him. But he's probably only a light and frame sort of horse. He's not going to need a lot of work. He's very fit. But he's having a bit of a snort and carry on there this morning coming home from the pool, so I'd say he's in pretty good order.
So you're already thinking past the Australian Derby and what he might be able to do, do this time, spring carnival, I should say, coming here in the in Melbourne during the spring. Is he a Caulfield Cup Melbourne Cup type of horse?
Well, I think that Dave was pretty keen once he won the Derby to set him for those races if everything went to plan. So we'll just get through the next couple of weeks and get him home and see how he spells and everything like that. But I guess it's certainly our intention to bring him back over in the spring. Whether the Caulfield Cup at Wait for Ages is going to suit him now, I'm not sure. But I guess his rating's going to get pretty high if he does continue this run of form.
And who named him?
He's named by Blair Alexander, who syndicated part of the horse with David and Karen from Tiakau. And I don't know where the name came from. I believe he was going to be called something else, but when they couldn't get that, this was the name that came about.
Well, it certainly added to his cult status. There's a lot of redheads that certainly jump on him every time he goes around. Congratulations, Jamie. It's been a masterful training performance, and there might be one more major just around the corner.
Hope you're right.
Jamie Richards, co-trainer of Ginger Nuts there.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.